Now, turn to task 3, questions 12 to 16. You will listen to a podcast. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Now, you have 45 seconds to look at the questions for task 3. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good afternoon. Today we are discussing the topic of technology and teens, and my guest is John Donner from the TechnoLive Journal. Welcome, John.
Hi. Happy to be here.
So, how much time do teens use gadgets nowadays?
Actually, it is very rare nowadays not to see teenagers using technology. And it seems like they spend all their time with gadgets. But the finding shows that an average teenager spends on electronic devices more than 56 hours a week. Dividing in 7 days, we'll get 8 hours daily.
Rather impressive number of hours. And this time can't be beneficial to their health, right?
We should admit that technology has a negative impact because it does harm to the physical as well as emotional health of a teen. And it can cause depression, as media demonstrates the standards of what perfect body looks like or ideal lifestyle. And most teenagers can't reach these high standards and become really upset. And one more thing, the crucial one, getting used to chatting or tweeting, young people feel really awkward, even down in the dumps in face-to-face communication.
And I heard a lot about the detrimental effect of cyberbullying. How does it influence teenagers?
Hugely. According to a recent survey, 37% of teenagers have undergone cyberbullying in their life, and about 24% of them during the last 2 weeks. About 67% of teenagers said that cyberbullying really affected their ability to feel safe at school.
Are there any benefits of using technology?
Definitely, plenty of them. Young people love going online for very good reason. By using the internet, they can easily access information to educate themselves and find this one the most gainful. Teens can form their identities through self-expression, talking, discussing meaningful issues. They maintain relationships with peers around the globe, developing another mindset different from the ones their parents have. And they learn how media works, that is an essential skill to succeed in the business world.
What's the healthy limit should be set by parents?
2 hours used to be the golden rule, but the amount of necessary information doubles regularly, so the time should be increased. It is hard to say the exact amount of time to be allowed. It is worth analyzing how they spend this time. Do they use technology for studying, or their gadgets distract them from serious activities? What really matters is the purpose and balance between spending time online and offline.
Thank you, John.
Now, listen again.
Good afternoon. Today we are discussing the topic of technology and teens, and my guest is John Donner from the TechnoLive Journal. Welcome, John.
Hi. Happy to be here.
So, How much time do teens use gadgets nowadays?
Actually, it is very rare nowadays not to see teenagers using technology. And it seems like they spend all their time with gadgets. But the finding shows that an average teenager spends on electronic devices more than 56 hours a week. Dividing in 7 days, we'll get 8 hours daily.
Rather impressive number of hours. And this time can't be beneficial to their health, right?
We should admit that technology has a negative impact because it does harm to the physical as well as emotional health of a teen. And it can cause depression as media demonstrates the standards of what perfect body looks like or ideal lifestyle. And most teenagers can't reach these high standards and become really upset. And one more thing, the crucial one, getting used to chatting or tweeting, young people feel really awkward, even down in the dumps in face-to-face communication.
And I heard a lot about the detrimental effect of cyberbullying. How does it influence teenagers?
Hugely. According to a recent survey, 37% of teenagers have undergone cyberbullying in their life and about 24% of them during the last 2 weeks. About 67% of teenagers said that cyberbullying really affected their ability to feel safe at school.
Are there any benefits of using technology?
Definitely, plenty of them. Young people love going online for very good reason. By using the internet, they can easily access information to educate themselves. And find this one, the most gainful. Teens can form their identities through self-expression, talking, discussing meaningful issues. They maintain relationships with peers around the globe, developing another mindset different from the ones their parents have. And they learn how media works, that is an essential skill to succeed in the business world.
What's the healthy limit should be set by parents?
2 hours used to be the golden rule, but the amount of necessary information doubles regularly, so the time should be increased. It is hard to say the exact amount of time to be allowed. It is worth analyzing how they spend this time. Do they use technology for studying, or their gadgets distract them from serious activities? What really matters is the purpose and balance between spending time online and offline.
Thank you, John.
That is the end of part 3.